The text and the call for our attention this Lord's Day is our epistle lesson for the day from Romans chapter 12, especially the second verse. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We are born into this world as lumps of unformed wet clay. Yes, we are born into this world formless, functionless, and faithless. And we would simply remain that way did not someone intervene to mold us into shape. We would have remained as unused clay that sits around and eventually grows hard, and then it's cast away. But thanks be to God, someone, namely God himself, did intervene to come and to mold us into the perfect shape that he desired for us. That's on that day when God called us into his kingdom through words and through water. He formed us perfectly as his children. We were transformed on that day from formless to fantastic, from functionless to fruitful, from faithless to fearless. Yes, God in his great grace took us into his hand and molded us into that shape that he had always designed for us. However, it should be noted that on the day of our baptism, or the day when we came to faith, we were not baked into a firm design. In fact, we're told in the scriptures that that kind of firmness, that kind of sealing, only happens on the last day. And so while we indeed have been shaped by God into the design he wanted for us, there remains to each of us a certain amount of pliability. Each day we can be molded into looking more and more like our world, or we can remain in that shape that God has crafted us to be by his grace. Yes, every day as we go through this world, there are hands being all around us, trying to be placed upon us, trying to mold us into shape they prefer. Some try to sculpt our noses so that they'll stick up a little higher with arrogant pride. Others will seek to increase the strength in our legs so that we will run after every desire of our heart. Still others will plunge their hands right down into our skull to try to change the very way we think about the world. So God says to us today what Paul wrote to the Romans many years ago. He says, do not be conformed to this world. He warns us of those hands in this world that seem to want to shape us into their image are ultimately not friendly hands. Yes, he reminds us that if we end up being conformed to this world, that we will eventually suffer the same fate as this fallen world, and we are told that it will be consumed with fire. However, you and I do live in the world. And so at times, we cannot help but have some of these hands placed upon us as we go through life. But what we can do is refuse to be conformed to their image by crying out to God and by allowing him through his word to form us each day. God tells us that we will not be conformed to this world if we instead are transformed by the renewal of our mind. In other words, if we allow God's hands to continually be placed upon us, he will hold us in that shape that he desires for us, and the other hands will not be able to touch us. But what does it mean in real life to remain in God's hands instead of being conformed to the image of the world? Our text says it's all about what goes into our mind. Each day, the whole world tries to mold us into all sorts get our attention as Christian people. We should remember that acts of actual sin almost always follow the acceptance of lies. Remember back in the garden? It was Satan's lies that ultimately placed that fruit into the mouths of Adam and Eve. So also today, there are all sorts of false ideas that lead to the practices we most often commit. The number of lies is too expansive to actually exhaust in any list. But today, just a recital of some of those ideas may help us to consider the lies that seek to mold us into their image. How about some of these? The one who dies with the most toys wins. Watch out for number one. Everybody is doing it. It's the woman's right to choose. They are going to do it anyway. It's all relative. Or how about these? We are all here by chance. Well, God created them that way. All religions are the same. Children are an impediment to your career. It's all about the money. This is just the way I am. Tolerance. Now that is the key. You see, each one of these ideas, if we allow it to inhabit our mind, will indeed try to mold us into a shape that looks much more like the world than our God. Yes, indeed, if we let these come into our minds, it will lead us into all sorts of sins. Just those ideas I listed a few moments ago, indeed, can lead to everything from arrogance to the acceptance of evil to outright murder. But that is not what you and I were made for. We indeed were not made to look like our world. You know, we are reminded back in Genesis that humanity was created in the image of God. And although that image was destroyed by sin, it indeed has been made possible to return by the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus himself. Yes, God says that through his word and through the sacrament, he has given us the power to be molded back into that image in which we were first created. Yes, through word and through water, you are restored to the image of God. God washes away your sins and he gives you the Holy Spirit. He has made you holy like he is holy. Yes, the hands around us in this world, they're relentless in their attempts to try to shape us in their way. And so at times, we must do everything we can to avoid those hands. Sometimes that will mean changing the channel. Sometimes it might mean changing a friend or two. For all of us, it will certainly mean changing our ways and even our thoughts. It is true to some extent that living in this world, we will always be around some of these ideas. But what is not true is that we have to simply accept them. We instead are called to avoid them, and even when we can't avoid them, to fight against them with the truths of God's Word. All too often, you and I don't even realize when one of these false ideas has slipped into our minds. Because we often forget that it can happen to us every time we flip on the TV, or pick up a newspaper, or even talk to a friend on the telephone. We sometimes forget that on an average day, we spend much more time listening to the ideas of the world than we do meditating on the promises of God. And often the changes in our lives are quite gradual. And so we don't even notice when one of those ideas that has slipped into our mind has shaped us into a person that we never thought we would be. But I suppose we shouldn't be surprised that if we spend hour after hour listening to the ideas of the world each day, perhaps only spending 1 hour each week listening to the Word of God, that we would end up more conformed to the world than shaped into the image of our God. But it doesn't have to be that way. Being around the ideas of our world does not mean that we must accept them. No, instead, again today, we are called to be transformed. We are called to be transformed by the renewal of our mind. We do this each time we allow the Word of God to engage us. We do it this morning as we gather here to study the Word. We do it in various places as God's people gather to talk about what the Word truly means. We do it as we open the Bible in our home, whether that be as individuals or as families. We do it as we allow that Word that we carry around in our hearts and our minds to paint everything that our eyes see. For as the Word enters into our brains, our minds are renewed and our lives are transformed. The lies that the world has placed into our minds slowly find no more place to live, for they will be replaced by the truth of God. And when that happens, selfishness is replaced with selflessness. Vice is replaced with virtue. Greed is replaced with gratitude. Yes, as this happens, our lives are once again, by God's forgiveness and grace, molded back into that shape that God desired. That shape He first gave us when we came to faith in Him. That shape that He will one day make into firmness on the last day. I can say without hesitation that each one of us here today walked into church not looking exactly like God made us in baptism. Indeed, we all have marks on us that have been placed there as the world's ideas have molded us into their shape. Yes, each of us, if you were to look good at us today, you would see both the work of God in molding us into His children, but also the impressions left by many sets of foreign hands. There is good news today, and that good news is this. We, that malformed and misshapen people, are today gathered in a place where God has promised that if we will simply admit that those false ideas have entered into our minds and that they have caused our lives to take shapes that God never intended, He has promised today again to take us into His gracious hand, to renew our minds and to transform our lives. Yes, He has promised to remold us into the image that He desires. He has promised to give to us again today the forgiveness of sins that His Son Jesus earned at the cross. And He has promised to give us the Holy Spirit that we might walk in His ways and that we might discern what is the good and perfect and blameless will of God. Yes, God has promised today and each day that through His means of grace, He will mold us into the image of His Son, Jesus. And that is the perfect form for us.